Alrighty, we're back. It's Training Camp Live presented by Xfinity. We're live from the Goodman campus of Lehigh University here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's go field side now. Chris McPherson with a special guest.
What's up there, Spuds? A great atmosphere over there in the tent going on with the dance music. I'm joined by Mike Tenier from SportsOnEarth.com. And Mike, you're a Philly guy. You know the Eagles inside and out. When you come to camp here, what are the things that you are looking to see from this team here?
Well, first of all, I want everybody to stay healthy in the couple of days that I'm here. Looking for the defense to show signs of growth and hope that they have moved forward and built on what they did at the end of last season. Already so far, it's night and day from what we saw last year early in camp when it wasn't very strong, it wasn't very cohesive. It's much more cohesive now, and want to see that continue moving on to Thursday's game and beyond.
How impressive you've been by the depth of the defensive line here in training camp. You read about all the injuries, the likes of Trent Cole, who's actually out here on the field for today, Jason Babin, Mike Parrish not participating in training camp so far, but still they're getting a great pass rush from the guys like Phillip Hunt and Darrell Tepp and Brandon Graham having an outstanding camp as well.
Well, they've needed the depth so far, and it is good to see Trent back here. It's something that the team has done very well over the last couple of years, both through free agency and the draft. They have addressed that need for pass rush. You cannot have too much pass rush in today's NFL. And really, while some things went wrong last year, that is not one of the things that went on last year. Not only did they have good pass rush in terms of sacks, but hurries, penetration, and tackles in the backfield of running backs. That's the thing that was strong last year, and it should be even stronger this year with some of the people they drafted, guys like Carey, and of course Fletcher Cox. I would love to get a chance to see him because I think he's going to make a big impact in the middle.
Now, Mike, you know about the great history of middle linebackers here in Philadelphia. Yes. What do you think D'Amico Ryans is going to bring to the field, not just in terms of his play, but his leadership as well?
He's bringing the rain right now. he brings a lot of physicality. He brings definitely a size presence in the middle, and he brings that sort of old-fashioned run-stopping ability, which I think we all agree that the team has lacked that kind of size and run-stopping ability in the last couple of years. That's something he brought early in his career at Houston before they switched to a 3-4, and I think that that's something that's really going to excite a lot of people around here. It's another guy that I'm really looking at over the next couple of days.
Now, Mike, you know your numbers inside and out. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest area going to the season that Michael Vick needs to improve upon?
Definitely passing from the pocket. Even most of the big plays that we saw last year, it was a lot of rolling out. When he had that hot streak in 2010 where he had made those tremendous strides, when he became the player that we believe was the quarterback of the future, it was being able to sequentially play from the pocket. Part of it last year was offensive line, particularly early in the year. The middle of that line was not holding up. He was on the run a lot. But it should be firmer in the middle this year. You have to see that accuracy and progression of reads from the middle of the pocket.
Mike Tenier from SportsOnEarth.com. Phenomenal insight. Make sure you check it out. He follows not just the Eagles, but the entire National Football League.
Next time.
Mike, thank you very much for joining us here on Training Camp Live. Let's send it back to Dave so I can get under the tent.
Yeah. Hey, guys, get dry. Thanks very much, Mike. Thanks very much, Chris.